cliffcentral.com.
And welcome to Belighted with Rami and Romeo on a beautiful, beautiful Monday. And today, believe it or not, I'm actually flying solo. There is no Romeo in studio, but that's okay. That's okay. I know why Romeo didn't show up in studio, because, you know, when you've got so much glory and so much power in one room, I swear the studios would explode. So I understand Romeo missing the show, because in studio today, we've got the one and only DJ Zboo. Zbuda, Zbusi Solo.
Oh, oh, yeah. Zbuda, 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 Zbuda. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, like, thank you, like, thank guys. You, no. Guys, it's
stop.
Okay.
Please
guys,
stop.
You can take a seat.
Yeah.
You can sit
and then
down.
They
thank
start
you.
Sitting down, and then they stop clapping. And you're like, pick it up, pick up the go again. Zbuda, Zbuda, Zbuda.
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm fine, but welcome. I'm so happy to see you. I'm so happy that you're here.
I'm the happy one. I was actually worried. I was actually worried earlier that I'll be late, but I'm glad I made it on time.
I'm glad you're here. I am so happy. I'm so happy. Listen, there is so much that has been written about you, so much that has been said about you that, like, you are ungoogleable, and not because there's nothing to find. There's too much to
There's
find.
There's so much, yes.
There's so much.
Yes.
And with Belighted, we don't dwell on the so much that you find on the net. In fact, what we do, we are interested in the stories that are never written. And that's why we have to call you in and say, listen, come in. We want to talk to you. We want to find out about the real you. We want us to tell you about your journey. We want us to enlighten the young ones. So many young people look up to you. And
yes.
I mean, you've done so much. You know, and it is just like sitting there for all to behold, to admire, and to sometimes even wish it was theirs, you know, because it's just like there for the taking. And yeah, so take us back. Ntwana Sethembisa.
Yeah, go Thembisa, go Kasi.
You know,
my first memories are playing with my friends in the street, go Kasi, go Forumunya, go Khae. I remember just having to go outside, go green grassing, and just taking that 2-liter bottle of Coke and removing that label, putting water in that 2-liter Coke and putting it in the green grass after I've cut the grass, so that the dog from next door
doesn't come and do
like
the business. Why did you believe that? But it apparently it does work.
They say
because
so.
Apparently the dogs, they see a mirage.
Yeah.
It looks like they see
and
a sea
it runs
of
away.
Water. And then the dogs run away because they're thinking, what's that shiny thing happening there?
So you those are the memories I remember. Like the smell of smoke in Tambahama, Ekasi, around Kabuma 4 or 5, that smoke in the township, you know?
Yeah.
And just guys wanting to assist the adults, batokodi taxiing, walking with plastics. Mamanga utwarisa, you know, helping the elders. And just, you know, the greetings from the kids. And at the time, there weren't any tarred roads.
Yeah.
There were just gravel roads. There was no electricity in most houses. There were no cell phones. There was no internet. There was no street lights. You know, so I remember that. And I remember that township upbringing. On a Sunday morning, you are being forced to wake up again to go to church.
You don't want to go to church. And you're like,
you know?
And because when you're a child as well, the services are just too long.
Yes.
And the adults, they just love it.
And then they're long. And
then they're
barking, translated.
Yeah.
You're just a child.
Oh, Jesu, what?
Yes.
Jesu,
Shikwembo.
Like, it's like three interpreters.
Yes, on the same stage.
But you know, the funny thing is that right now you're painting the Thembisa life, how Kasi was, and in my head I'm thinking that's exactly how it was for Seshego. I grew up in Seshego.
Okay.
And it is exactly the same way that
it
doesn't matter Seshego,
whether Lebowakgo,
it's all,
you know, Temba, Hamanskraal, wherever, all the townships were the same.
I was talking to a friend of mine the other day. When we were with Les Dashef last week, he was our guest, and he was telling us how he was brought up. It's just the three boys and their parents. And then they had to do all the chores, Vafrifa stoop, and his stoop was the red one, using the sunbeam polish.
Yes, yes.
Oh, God.
And then Vafrifa stoop, by mistake, is trying to stand up. The window is open.
And then
that corner of the window in your head.
Yes, I know.
And then you see the stars. You know?
It's so crazy.
I remember that very well. So that was me. I mean, I grew up around that. And early evening sometimes about dumela re letswela go ntle because hona le di hipo because of political fights there was a political violence happening at the time and this is so this is mid late 80s
yes
this is 80s going into the early 90s the music at the time is what was called bubblegum music. Brenda Fassie was the hottest thing. Super hot sticks,
Chaka Chaka, Benjamin Ball,
yo, you know. CJB,
and you know? Remember Vusi, Vusi Shange,
with
his gold boots
and his leather jacket,
and his
jiving style.
Yeah, I remember that very well. That was the future.
That's the township that one grew up on.
Is that as well? I mean, with our listeners listening in now, they're probably thinking, this guy probably grew up right next door to me.
Yes, because the picture is the same.
The picture is the same, and even the political unrest is the same.
Mm.
And then I think that's one of the things that actually bring us together as township kids, as black people, and that we've got so much in common when we started. And then when it goes, when the years go on, and then, you know, others rise, they become bigger than the other ones. And then, you know, and those are the demographics and the dynamics that you're trying to close. Where we're saying someone who doesn't know how you grew up, where you grew up, and all the things that you're saying now, someone who was born in 1996, like my daughter, for instance, who just looks at you and say like, yo, hi, mama, this guy is too successful. And I'm like, no. He is successful now. But in fact, his story is just like everybody else's story. And now the only thing that makes a difference between where Zbu is right now and where I am right now, or where the other person is right now, it is what it is that we've decided to do with our lives, you know. And I've known you to be a very serious risk taker, chance taker, if for lack of a better word. You are insane, you are crazy, you are unlimited. And where the hell do you get that? Where do you get that from?
I think that comes from the township, you know, because, you know, I look at all of us right now and I'm like, I don't think we are aware that we're lucky to be alive, because just every day that passes, Kokasi, your life is at risk, because you can get knocked down by a car, you can get shot by a stray bullet, especially from us that experienced the last days of apartheid and getting into they would call the new South Africa. So, you know, stray bullets, there was a time when there was AIDS, and AIDS was killing everybody. It was still new in the country. We didn't understand. People are getting thin in the township. There's funerals every weekend. Yeah. Although one wasn't sexually active at the time, I was very young, but it was happening, you know. And just Runamachi that would walk long distances, go play around at the river that side. And there's animals there. There's a lot of times when your life could have just been taken away like that.
Yeah.
But I just appreciate the fact that one is here today. And I think when I look at it, and some people ask me that, like, geez, dude, you're brave. Like, dude, you're a risk taker and that type of stuff. I don't think it's anything that you go to school for.
Yeah.
And I also don't think that I'm not like, I also have fear like everybody else. But it's just that I'm more hungrier to succeed than I am afraid of taking risks.
But isn't that what it is? Because I think everyone has fear, but then anything and everything that you want, it's on the other side of fear. It's only it's deciding to cross that line and say, I'm scared. Because even when you do things, nothing is guaranteed that it's going to work.
Yeah,
you know. But you throw yourself in anyway and say, I'm going to take a chance. It might work, it might not work, but hey, it was worth a try.
And actually, now that's the reason why where I am right now in my career. Because even for me to get into the entertainment industry, I really had to work very hard. For steal, I did whatever I could to try and break down doors. I tried to knock on doors. Doors wouldn't open. I got rejected. I got all told all sorts of stories about my voice. It wasn't for radio. It was irritating to the ear.
In fact, you are irritating.
I couldn't
speak
good English.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't go to a private school.
It's like you've got a horrible voice.
You can't speak English.
You have a little lisp there.
You know?
And you're not as fluent as we want you to be.
Yes.
And then there you are. And then and I'm saying to you that you are an irritation, because an irritation in a way that, like, you don't stop.
You're not a poster child of somebody that is supposed to be successful.
Yeah, but you don't stop. Like you keep knocking on that on those doors.
Yeah.
Until someone gets irritated enough and say, you know, just open for him.
No, I definitely do that.
Open for him. It's him. We know it's him. Open for him. Ask him what he wants. Give it to him. Maybe he will go away.
Yeah.
You know. So I don't know. Did any of your doors open just because you were so irritatingly persistent?
Some opened, some that I had to kick down.
Yeah.
There's never been a situation where I send my CV, I get a call,
I go
speak for myself, oh, you're employed, congratulations. No, I've never had that. I've always had to go over and go back over and over and over and over again. Every opportunity, I have to go back over and over and over again. And I eventually, I just get... See, for me, I don't need a big chance. I just want a little opportunity. And usually, how I sell myself is I'm willing to do 1, 2, 3, and 4 for you.
Yeah.
I think you need 1, 2, 3. And I think I can do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 for you. I don't need no money. I will offer you these services at no cost at all. And then eventually, once you're in, you're in. And then at some point, they're going to have to pay you because they can see this guy is good.
Yeah. I agree. Well, if you just tuned in, we are talking to DJ's Boo. Yeah, I am so excited, guys. Well, Ruby wasn't here to do the drum roll for him, so I didn't do it myself. You know, we always say, wow, come in studio.
Yeah.
Amazing. You know, and we do that whole thing. So I didn't get to do it because I'm like thinking, hey, it's just me. So, but now I want you to take us back because some of the things that people don't know and that everyone is fortunate to have.
Yeah.
It's just that we are not looking as hard enough. Is that who are the people who influence you? You know, from Kokas, it might be that husband in the co-front opposite who you see every day. He leaves his house at 5 and then every night he comes back, he's got a loaf of bread under his arm and you can see his kids running towards him, like those kind of things, you know. Magogo along in the corner selling peanuts and Cadburys and sweets and all those kind of things in the corner. And because sometimes when you ask people who are the people who have influenced you, people are expecting to say, yeah, you know, when I started listening to Oprah Winfrey or when I started to listening to Tim Robbins.
No.
We want those people.
Yeah.
Who are your people? Who have been your points of light in your life that you can specifically say, this Magogo doesn't necessarily know me, but this is what happened. And just observing and looking at her, this is what I've learned. And
because
who are
those
people in your life?
Isn't it true that they say, isn't it true though that they say we are all leaders, we're all role models, whether you like it or not?
Yeah.
Because there's somebody looking at you.
True.
Whatever you do, there's somebody out there looking at you. And I grew up the same. There's a saying that says it takes a village to raise a child.
Uh-huh.
And the generation at which I grew up on, we grew up like that. Like, you know, next door, nana shapaka. But I looked at, obviously the first person would be obvious. It would be my mother.
Yeah.
It would be my aunt, Umam Kurkos. It would be my other aunt, Umam Kulnomvula, because God bless the dead, may her soul rest in peace. It was my uncle Malum Vus. He went to Robben Island for 12 years. He was the member of the PAC, and he came back and he was a pillar of strength for my family. And God bless the dead, he also passed on. May his soul rest in peace. I think he passed on about 10 years ago this year. You know, and then it was people that I'd see on TV. Bob Mabana has always been an inspiration for me. And, you know, if
didn't
there's
you feel
one,
like, didn't you feel like you knew Bob Mabana even though you've never met him?
Yes, even though you had never met him. He played that role.
I looked at everything he did.
Like I was watching everything he was doing. He's always been my hero. Till today, he's my hero. And, you know, he was just my first star that I looked at. And I was like, I want to be like that guy.
Ach, man.
You know?
So is that where the love of radio started for you?
Yeah, because I've always told, every time when I see him, I tell him, like, thank you. I always thank him. And I tell him, and, you know, they always say, tell people while they're still alive. I always appreciate it when people tell me, too. Like, dude, you inspire me or whatever. It's so nice because it inspires you or it encourages you to do more of whatever it is that you're doing. So anyways, Bob Mabena was, I think, I don't want to say only, but pretty much he played a really big role. Because you've got people that are your favorites, but there's just that one star, especially when you're talking about celebrities.
Yeah.
For me, it was Bob Mabena.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, Uncle Bob.
Yeah, wow, Uncle Bob.
We got lots of love for Uncle Bob.
And it's
Bob
crazy Bob. That he still has what they call, and one thing that I've now been re-inspired by him being in the entertainment industry, he's got what they call staying power.
Yeah.
He's consistent.
Absolutely.
He's still doing breakfast today. He could have chosen to do other things, but he loves radio that much. And yeah. I love radio that much to want to be able to do it as long as I would love to, but I'd also love to be in a position of ownership.
Okay, let's talk about your love for radio. Okay, that's, you just said it. I was like, going to say, okay, now you've been working at different stations and now ownership. Any dreams of having your own radio station?
I think I'm like Fat Joe. I think I'm... And when I say I'm like Fat Joe has been fired more times than I care to remember. He was fired at Kaya.
I wasn't surprised when your drink was more fire, because you just got more fired and more fired and by the
wrote,
day.
And they wrote on the cover of Sunday World, they wrote DJ Spoo, more fired. And they wrote MOFIRED, fired.
Yeah.
And I was fired, of course.
Fired.
Because of my entrepreneurial venture. But even
that was a risk, though.
Of course.
But you were prepared to take it.
Of
and
course.
You knew how it might turn out.
I knew.
But you still jumped
the
anyway.
Worst that could happen was yeah. me getting fired. And that's what happened. Yeah.
And you did it anyway.
But I knew that when I get fired, it'll create a huge dialogue in the country and people will talk about my new brand. And that's exactly what happened. But I didn't think I'll get fired. I thought that's the worst that could happen. I never thought that I would, because I knew that I was still at the top of my game in terms of broadcasting.
Yeah, yeah.
I knew that I was one of the best presenters in the country. And I knew that I still have so much to offer. I'm still young. Not as young as I used to be, but for that platform, Metro, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I got fired. I was like, are these guys serious? Like, are they really going to fire me? And they fired
me. And they
fired
you.
And then I was like, okay, cool. I'm not going to go crawl into some little corner and cry like a baby.
Yeah, get up.
How am I going to inspire myself to dust myself off and come back even much better? And, you know, and that's exactly what happened. I had to go to the drawing board and I had to go and create the DJ's Boo breakfast. So yeah. I don't get to get fired anymore. Because it's my
DJ's
show.
DJ's Boo's breakfast is... It's
syndicated.
It's, yes. It's Rise and Vuma,
and it's also an online station.
Yeah,
and
because we get to hear you like 3-4 times, so there's like 4 channels.
Yes.
Like we can stream and listen to you on 4 different channels. Yeah, it's Vuma.
Platforms.
Yeah, platforms.
And then we're putting it on TV soon, and then
it's
also live on YouTube. You know.
Yes.
So there's all these different streams.
It's all over. It's
but
all
I think
over.
That's where broadcasting and the media and content creation and content content consumption is going.
Yeah.
Exactly what we're doing here now.
Yeah.
You guys are on an online platform, which you guys record podcasts, which you distribute. You also have
from
got
anywhere.
Also, the different platforms. Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about what you guys are doing and what I'm doing. I think we are all pioneering. And
definitely.
The more of us there is on the internet, the better. Because that's where the wave is going. That's where everybody's going. I don't think there'll be as much terrestrial radio as there is right now in the next 10 years. 10 years, I'm even, you know, that's even a lot. Probably in the next 5 to 7 years. Terrestrial radio stations listenership is going to get halved. Because everybody's going to be having Wi-Fi. The networks are going to see the need to drop the rates, because then there'll be Wi-Fi everywhere, and then they're going to have to compete with one another and drop the rates. So everybody's going to be able to afford Wi-Fi.
You know what I also realized, what I noticed over the past few months, was that even TV itself has moved from traditional TV. You can't just watch a show, watch a repeat, and if you missed both, you've missed everything. Now you can download soap on YouTube.
Yes.
Even when you don't have Explorer or the DSTV and all those other...
You can
other,
subscribe to Netflix, Showmax.
Everything is just there.
Tube
even
TV,
the basic,
Modi.
Basic, even from the public broadcaster.
Yes.
They're all there now, because they realize that there has been a serious shift in terms of media, in terms of radio, in terms of TV and anything else. All those channels, they're moving to a certain and a different... level and dimension altogether, that if you don't move with those times, you will
You'll definitely be left behind. Definitely be left behind.
Yeah. And it's amazing how it's going. So now, okay, let's move away from radio, because I know exactly where you say you're going. Now, young people love you. Yo, Zbu. Young people love you.
Oh, I think, do they?
Yo.
I'm kidding.
Yo.
Sorry, listen. Guys. I don't want to pretend like I don't know. As if I'm ungrateful.
I am
grateful and I'm humbled by it. Yeah.
Young people, I don't know how many people have asked randomly and say, who inspire you? Who inspires you? And 8 out of 10, they'll say DJ Spoo.
Wow. Wow.
Seriously.
Wow.
Even with the bad publicity, that you get, even with the being fired,
wow,
even with each and every story that we read in the Sunday papers, something, there's something about you that sticks with them, that they still say, in spite of all the other things that they may say, we are buying into this guy because they are saying something and he is showing us something else. But now that something else, you have invested in it so much that people are buying it. That you can't go into you can't walk into a room and start saying, "Yeah, vele la mutsibas boo, he's horrible." Like, no, no, no. They'll be like, sorry, hey, Mr. Sunday paper, can you please step out? You've got other important things to talk about. Because there's a certain impact that you've had on the young people. And one of the things that you can ever do in your life or in your lifetime or as a legacy is to leave a mark on the younger generation. Because once you leave a mark with the younger generation, you make an impact with them. You can never get old. Do you understand? So now you and me, we are sitting here, we talk about Bob Mabena. You know why? Because he left a particular lasting mark in our lives that even when we are getting old, Bob Mabena is still the idol. And to you as well, that's exactly what you are for younger people. So there'll still be a 50-year-old person who will be talking about a 70-year-old's boo. Like, there was this guy, or there is this guy. We understand. So it is bigger than that. So now, because we talk about young people, I want to go back and talk about your foundation. The foundation. Sibusiso Leope.
Education.
Foundation. Yes. No, because it's sometimes it's like self, but I
know
it's self.
Slef,
it's
yeah.
Slef. No, it's yeah, it's slef.
Yes.
No. Yes, slef, yeah. Yes, it is slef. But then it reads like self. So I have to always spell it. Now, what motivated that foundation? Because yes, I know you matriculated and then you couldn't further studies yet to go work. You tried engineering, you did engineering, mechanical engineering.
No. I enrolled at Vets Tech. I failed my first year. I dropped out, went to work, didn't get what they would call an ordinary job, sold in the streets, raised a bit of money, came back to finish my electrical engineering qualification.
Yeah.
And then from there, and then I moved on. The radio bug bit me. I worked a little bit at Telkom. I practiced for like a year or two.
You worked at like Telkom phones. What were you doing there?
I did, I was what they'd call a junior technician. So I did my in-service training, my internship at Telkom.
Yeah.
Go Bramfontein, just opposite the Johannesburg Technical College.
Yes.
We used to call that place JDF.
Yeah.
Not far from the Joburg Stadium, not far from Ellis Park.
Yeah.
So I worked there. I did my internship there, my experiential training, and then I worked there for a year. And while I was working for Telkom, I didn't like it. I didn't enjoy working for Telkom. You know, I just really didn't enjoy it at all. And because it wasn't far from my Doornfontein campus of Vets Tech, which is now called UJ, University of Johannesburg, I always used to be around campus.
Yeah.
So I always used to still visit on campus. On Thursdays, I used to go. There were these famous ribs that the owner of the cafeteria, Mr. Frank Maisel, rest in peace, he used to serve these ribs every Thursday. So everybody who would have graduated or who no longer went to Vets Tech, every Thursday, we all go back just to buy those ribs.
For those ribs?
They were the nicest ribs. Like the nicest ribs. But then again, for me, not loving my Telkom job then pushed me into the radio side of things because I was involved on campus radio and simultaneously I was involved on community radio.
Yeah.
But then everything that I'd done when I got my first break, I was looking at what Fresh was doing because I was a guy trying to get onto YFM.
That's another
frequenting
one.
Frequenting YFM. I was looking at what Kabzela was doing. I was looking at their giving aspect. Fresh has always been giving.
Yeah,
true. Fresh gave me a chance, to sit with him on his studio. He gave me a chance to be a judge on his show.
Yeah.
Kabzela did the same. He gave me a chance to sit in the studio. He sent me around. I was willing to serve. I was willing to Google the record. There were no digital whatever that's happening now. It was just vinyls.
DJ's boo, he's actually talking about you.
No, he's talking about the successful DJs who later on.
Oh, okay.
When I drive a Hammer.
When you're driving.
No, that's much later.
But then it's Tulumosaka with the. No, Tulumosaka has the traveler's check. Yeah, and yeah, 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 there. Yeah. Someone has the van out there.
DJ Q.
DJ Q.
The DJ Q from Kumabatu.
Yes.
So those are the guys who are hot at the time.
You know I love double HPA. So I know all the lyrics.
DJ Q. Yeah, 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 yeah.
You can tell. You can tell. Rusty Banks to Duncan's Kelebo.
I know exactly. Yeah, yeah. DJs, move, got and then I'd be bumping that guy in my hammer. And I'm arrived. I'm 24 years old. I'm the man. My life is just changing. You know, this is when things started happening, and I was I wouldn't say irresponsible, but yeah, in a way,
yeah, well,
irresponsible.
Yeah, I guess
having
what you
a
mean.
Lot of fun, not irresponsible in a dramatic way, but I mean, you know, buying sports cars.
Yeah.
So I was having a conversation with a friend of mine called Casper. They're like, no, what is he doing? Should buy a house? I'm like, let the man be.
Alone.
He's still young. Let him buy those two Bentleys.
Let him step
let
on
him,
them.
Let him learn. Let him learn the tough lesson when he does make those mistakes.
Yeah.
But who are we to not know, or to know that, who knows that he's going to get a whatever opportunity that's going to come next, going to make him a billionaire. He's not going to have to go back and struggle like us.
But
like,
is it not, is
our
it, is
journeys
it,
are different.
You know, you're saying something very important. You're saying that, you know how, when someone gets so successful, you know, like, okay, we always say when someone has hit rock bottom, like you're right at the bottom, that after that, there's nowhere else to go but up. Okay? And that's love talking. That is
that's
boldness.
What I have had.
Yes.
Now
and that's boldness. Rock bottom, yeah. And that's boldness talking.
Yeah.
But then is it not amazing that we also get scared when someone gets too successful and we're like thinking, from there, it can get higher or better than that.
Because we are imposing our own fears.
Exactly. Yeah.
And the Bona, they're living in a different time.
Yeah.
Let the man be young in 2017. Let him have two Bentleys in 2017 that we never had.
Yeah.
Let the man
let him
grow.
Make his own lessons.
Who knows?
Let him make his mistakes.
Mistakes. Let him learn.
And,
yes.
Maybe some of the mistakes are going to work in his favor.
Actually, who are we to even know that those are mistakes?
Exactly.
Because you and I maybe smoked weed at that age. Maybe you and I messed around with different girls and got AIDS at that age. Maybe you and I made a mistake and got two babies at that age.
Exactly.
But we all have sinned and made mistakes and learned the hard way.
Exactly.
Him, it's probably not a mistake. He's living his life. He's enjoying his success. So basically, I'm just making an example.
Yeah,
Kasper,
I guess.
But I did the same.
Yeah.
That's why now I can't even throw a stone when I live in a glass house. I did the exact same thing.
I've done that, beat that, done that, got the t-shirt.
And I understand what he's going through. Yeah. And sometimes people must just let you go through that, you know, and then it teaches you, it just grows you, it makes you a better person.
Okay, the Education Foundation.
The foundation was inspired by exactly the same fact that I'll be driving in a Hammer to Kokaso, in a Z4, in whatever sports car I was driving at the time. You're bumping into guys that you grew up with. Mm. Guys are complaining, they're asking for money here and there. You're driving around the township. Yes, it's all nice and all good for you. People see you, celebrate you. But then people are really struggling, you know.
Yeah.
You look around, people are not doing well. People that you looked up to, even people that were in class with you who were excelling, they're no longer doing well. And not because Rdom, or not because you were better than other kids.
Yeah.
But, you know, our stars are written differently.
Yeah.
And then again, circumstances of where we come from as black people. It depends on whatever may happen. So you can never really judge other people and say, yeah, now you've arrived. So I kind of felt the need to want to do something for my community.
Yeah.
And then being inspired by Fresh and Kabzela and stuff. And, you know, and just seeing this success from me being a young man, I felt, let's go to Kokasi. Let's just give talks to Kolunsa Kokasi, just in the township schools.
Yeah.
And then it grew from there. It started from a group of a few people giving talks in the townships to, you know, an education foundation which was formed under CRET, which is the Cyril Ramaphosa Education Trust.
Okay.
Actually, the person who even gave us the model and mentored us through officially studying SLEF after we had been running the work for 6 years, but officializing it and running it as a non-profit organization was an amazing old white lady who has always ran CRET for Mr. Cyril Ramaphosa from Shanduka. And she gave us the model because the people that are one of the persons that when we started formalizing SLEF, person that helped me was my girlfriend at the time who was working for Shanduka.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a great relationship with Osputimaya.
When I see opportunities everywhere, now we just want to sit, cuddle, and kiss. When are you seeing this girl is going to connect me here?
No, now I was like, why do you have an MBA and go make Cyril money? Like, you've got an MBA, I've got a brand, I've got things happening, I've got these companies. Resign? from making Cyril any more richer than he already is.
Yes.
And come and put those brains in our company, which you will become a part of, and you'll own a part of some shares of my companies, whatever I've created, and let those brains work towards what we are building.
But you see, that's what the show is about, because I think that's something that no one would actually write about, or no one would report about, because here is this girlfriend who's just a girlfriend at the time, but who sold into a dream. Do you understand? Because you said you kind of placed your cards on the table and said, this is what I would want to do. You've got this, I've got this, and if we gel it together, we're going to come up with something like
magic.
This. We create magic.
And let me tell you what that magic is.
So I think that's what I'm saying. Like, people who are in relationships, I've had relationships like that, you know, even that the ones that fell apart, where I can look back and say, had it not been for this guy at this time, it's such, like, had this guy not been there at such a particular time, in such a particular space, I wouldn't have been where I am. Do you understand?
I totally get it.
Yeah.
And that's the reason why, for me...
Now, tell me about that magic.
It's magic. That magic is more fire. That magic is Leadership 2020.
Yes.
She challenged me and made me challenge myself to want to be better.
Yeah.
She made me want to go back to school. She had an MBA. She was bright brains. She was amazing. And she's the mother of my child right now.
Yeah.
You know, and unfortunately, we're no longer together. But the beautiful thing is I contributed into her life. She contributed into my life.
And that's a beautiful thing.
And it was a beautiful thing. We ran a successful company. We built a home together. You know, we had this wonderful, beautiful baby. And then, you know, we just had we built something awesome. Yeah. And then I learned from that relationship. And I think that's the reason why I think even though we're no longer together, we're friends. And I think we are very good. We've got a really good co-parenting relationship.
Yeah.
Our daughter, I believe, is one of the most smartest 3-year-olds I have ever seen.
Yes.
I think she is the most beautiful baby girl that I have ever seen. And for that, I applaud her as the mother for having been strict and having brought up our baby the way she did, even after we broke up about a year ago. She's continued to play an amazing role. And she's never been one of those girls who would want to spy chukangwana and all of that. That hasn't happened in my books.
Yeah.
And I think that's why also now I took time to find the person that I could, you know, tell myself I'll marry or I'll make babies with, because that's my firstborn.
Yeah.
I wanted somebody who's educated. I wanted somebody that has got similar beliefs that, like me, similar values, and somebody who was driven.
Yeah.
And I had that, and I think, you know, that's what happened. And I think even moving forward, I'd love, you know, you can never really predict whether in the entertainment industry or outside of the entertainment industry, whether they're educated, whether they're not educated, you never know.
Yeah.
But for me, I've always wanted somebody that has got a mindset for you. Somebody that adds value in your life.
You know, I mean, I talk to my ex I don't know, as many times as possible. And when I'm not sure about something, I'll go like, okay, what do you think about this? So can you imagine still having that kind of a relationship where you can still actually manage to go back, because you didn't leave things hostile, you didn't leave things in an awkward position. It's because you understood that you were friends first. And there were days where I would fight with him and be like, hey, Wada, don't ignore me. You're my friend first. Just because we broke up, don't even think about it. I'll hunt you down, kind of a thing. I'll be threatening you. Shame, man. But it's those kind of relationships that I think when someone has had a relationship like that, the outlook on life changes. Because even the most beautiful of beautiful things, they don't work out the way you thought they would. But when you've experienced them, it is that experience that stays with you for a very, very long time, to the point where it affects how you make business decisions, how you make career decisions, how you make decisions on how to raise your child, how to be supportive, how to do each and every project that you do. And I think that is absolutely amazing, and I think each and every person in this lifetime deserves to have something like this.
I agree.
I think they do.
I think love is a beautiful thing.
Love is beautiful.
And one of the things I love about my daughter,
I miss being.
I mean,
love.
Same here. I mean, I miss being in love.
Let's fall in love, you and me, once and for all.
I'm not gonna rob myself, honestly.
No, you mustn't.
I'm not gonna, and this is what I told myself, I'm not gonna rob myself.
Yeah, and I'll
I'd rather be single and love myself much and father my daughter. And father my daughter. And I think when the time is right, it'll happen.
It will happen.
I won't go looking
for it. You
know
what? I know. Oh, I was going to say something like that because I know one thing I know for a fact is that love always happens when you're not looking.
When you least expect it, right?
When you least expect it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you stop looking, you stop wondering. Yes, I mean, we make big fat jokes about it. Like, guys, I've been single for so long. I'm looking. No, then, but then you actually realize, no, in fact, it's a lie, guys. When it happens, it will happen.
It happens, eh?
And it knocks you off completely.
Oh, yeah. It's awesome beautiful. Is that? Yeah, it's something beautiful. But hey.
Okay. I mean, well, I'm talking to DJ's Boo and Belighted. Yo, you're giving you so
also,
many lights.
Also, this is what happens on your show. You make people relax and they open up about things that... Okay, I get it.
Yes, and it never makes those kind of headlines.
You're like Oprah. You get people so comfortable that they open up about things. They're not even aware. I'm not even aware that I've already told you things that I don't just share. Personal things.
Which is awesome. But because we're having this conversation, it is awesome. It is hot. And I think people are going to enjoy themselves when listening to these things and when they discover some of the things that are behind the men.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
Okay. Now, more fire. We touched a bit about more fire because you know what it is about you? It's difficult to generalize you. We can't generalize you. We have to pick and choose.
There's a lot of things.
What are we going to talk about?
I've done a lot of things,
like, we haven't even spoken about TV. You on TV. We haven't even spoken about that. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
And we spoke about you a bit on radio. We spoke about the foundation. And you touched a bit on Leadership 2020, which I think is one of the most amazing things ever.
Yes.
You do know I'm a member of Leadership 2020.
Yes.
I'm there.
Yes.
That's my platform too.
Yes. I appreciate you for that.
I
appreciate you for that. But you know what? Because we're both parents and we're both leaders, and we understand the role that those types of movements play in our society.
True.
Yeah.
True. And I like how Leadership 2020 has just exploded.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I missed Leadership 2020 in Botswana.
Yeah.
But I know that.
Wow.
I was working.
Yes.
And so I couldn't come through. But yeah, I remember how successful it was. And it was just, I was like, no, guys. Really?
Yeah, we're really doing an awesome job. You know, I'm very happy with the space that I'm in. I'm content. I think I'm an adult who's understood himself. And, you know, they always talk about, even in relationships, people say it like, how do you plan to love somebody if you don't love yourself? So I believe, you know, I love myself. I think I'm a responsible guy, and I think I'm a positive member of the South African society. And I think once you understand that and you're content with who you are, you're comfortable in your own skin, and you understand the role that we each have to play to make our country better, especially when you do become a parent, then you get to partake or participate. Either it can be your own movement that you start, or you can plug into other people's movements that they start. But as long as there's a collective effort with the same objective to empower other people and make a difference. And that's what Leadership 2020 is about.
Yeah.
It promotes entrepreneurship, it promotes leadership, it promotes young leaders.
Yeah.
And we live it. People know that I'm an entrepreneur. People know that I'm unconventional in my approach. People know that I've had ups and downs. People know that I've had failures, I've had losses. People know about some of the things that people would call scandals in the newspapers, and I'm open about that, and I'm transparent about it, because that's how life is, and that's how you get to teach other people, but by not only painting a holy type of a picture to say it's all good, because it's not all good. It's life. It's going to have its ups and downs, and people are going to go through that.
True.
So it's always nice for people to have a home or a movement or a group of people that they can be a part of and meet other people who are doing great things and listen to other people's stories and plug in without having to be at a church or at a political organization.
Yes, and that takes me to the Sunday Circle, because I mean, I remember when we do the Sunday circles, it's like people will be like driving fast from church so that they
coming to the Sunday circle,
you know, and they don't mind having church twice, if you know what I mean.
Yes, because Sunday circle is pretty much like church.
It is church.
It's a positive movement,
we don't do the other stuff.
Everybody's welcome.
Yeah, everyone is welcome. We don't do the other stuff.
We praise and worship by enjoying the music.
You know what I mean?
By enjoying the comedy.
Yes.
By enjoying the drinks, speaking to one another.
And then exchanging ideas and listening to other people. And I remember, I know, like with Sunday circles, we've had so many new authors who came to advertise their books other people who are doing inventions who said, listen, this is my product, this is what I do. People who knew, who were owning spas, who were owning catering companies, and they would come there. And then people will start networking, and you find that you leave that house. I mean, I remember the last Sunday Circle we had, I think I sold about 120.
I think that's the one you spoke at, no?
No, I spoke. I spoke on the one before that. When I came the following time, I had brought my music and I brought my books.
Yes.
I sold so many copies of my books, yes, and my CD at that time. And remember, my music is not even played on radio. But people bought it. They're like, no, we know that you do have a CD. I'm like, wow. And then, you know, just being bought. But okay, moving right along from that. But also, there were a whole lot of people who made a whole lot of connections in businesses. People who are now supplying Smolanyana hotels with their nice shea butter creams.
Yes,
and people,
yes,
who are like now have a little booth in a Smolanyana boutique hotel,
yes,
where they're massaging people and they're doing manicures and pedicures. Someone has now a little hair salon in a corner of some nice boutique hotel. But those are some of the results of having something like the Sunday Circle, so having something like Leadership 2020, you know. And now tell me, hey, where do you see Leadership 2020 going? Because, yes, I mean, we thought we're just going to be in Joburg. Then it was like all over South Africa.
And then we started growing.
Yes. Botswana, Lesotho, we start going up. Zip. The next thing is, it's like there's a footprint all over
Africa. It's growing. We've got a lot of relationships. We partner, strategic partnerships with Regenesis Business School, the Hookup Dinner, Success Resources, Wits University, UJ, Pretoria State Theatre, the Sandton Convention Centre, Emperor's Palace. We've got relationships with the likes of your Robert Gumedes, Mr. Dr. Tim Tebela, Putsi Mahanyeles of this world. We've got international relationships. So it's opened up so many doors into introducing people like myself who come from the entertainment industry to people that I never thought I'd meet.
Yeah.
To successful people, well-traveled people, global speakers, successful entrepreneurs,
billionaires,
authors. Billionaire.
Like, you know, when, like people are sitting in one room and you're like thinking, if I were to calculate your money. There's lots of money in this house.
And that's the power of such movements, because they give an opportunity to network, because you're in a room with like-minded people.
Yeah. And it's also cool. What I also like is that you get people who have absolutely nothing, you know, like, you know, for just
lack of a better word,
who have absolutely nothing, to people who have absolutely everything, in the same room. But then the energy is so strong, and the positivity of the atmosphere, it's like you can literally touch it, it's so tangible, that everyone is like, for that 2-3 hours we are sitting in that room, we are all equals. And then it's easy for you to stand up, you who has nothing, to go to that one who has everything and say, hi, I'm Rani.
I'm so and so.
This is what I do.
Yeah.
I would like to interest you into my business. And then they're like, listen, you know what? I have 10 minutes. If you give me 2 seconds while I finish with this guy, and then I'm going to talk to you for the next 10 minutes. And you're thinking, these are the meetings
that you would
never phone the office and make an appointment and get. Because the PA will be like, excuse me, Utu Ubani?
Yeah.
Who are you? What do you want?
Yeah.
But now when we are in that atmosphere, it's like everyone is equal. Like, I know that guy. That guy. And that's what I like. Okay. Yo, we're talking too much business. Zvu, an hour is not enough. We can't talk to you for an hour.
You want to tell me that it's already an hour?
No, not yet. But I'm just saying, I can see the clock is going.
There's
and I'm like, yo, there's so much to talk about. Okay, let's go back. Let's talk about family.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've got siblings. I've never known that.
You know, Kokasi, sorry about that. Kokasi, this thing had a cousin, a man can tell you. Hey, Mang is my cousin. That's English. Oruna, my aunt's children. My mom, Holo, my Mangwani, my Rakadi's children.
Yeah.
They know them as your brother, your sister.
Yeah.
That's the environment that I grew up in.
Yeah.
So I grew up with my cousins.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, you can call them cousins. That's
Yeah.
But it's your nephews, it's your nieces, it's your sisters, because their mother and your mother are sisters.
Yeah.
So you guys are from the same generation and you are growing up together.
Yeah.
And in the streets, actually, people think you come from the same mother.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah,
you because know, mtanagubo type of thing. That's how I grew up.
Yeah.
So I had a lot of those. And I think that's the reason I love people.
Yeah.
And I think I was never robbed of love. I was loved. And,
yeah.
and I was given a lot of love, and I've got a lot of love to give. That's why, you know, I don't mind helping people, spreading love, and just not having any grudges with anybody. But I do not have siblings from my mother.
Yeah.
I'm the only child.
Yeah, the only child.
Yeah, but I've never known being the only one. I've always been surrounded by cousins.
You're too loud when I've got the only ones.
How proud we're sharing. When I've got children, you are always sharing. So I grew up under that environment.
So it was that whole thing, you get a whole loaf of bread. You get big beans.
Yeah, what's it?
And then you get it. And then you get an avocado from the tree next door. Next door. Then when the lady next door comes, again, hey, the avocado said they were 14. Today they're 12. He came to, you know, because we've got trees back at home.
Hard avocados,
so that they can ripen overnight.
Days, 2-3 days.
Nice. Ah,
yeah, yeah. Black people grew up the same.
Yes.
Yeah, we all grew up the same. Yeah.
Yes, is the future.
Yeah.
It's like when your shoes are.
That's mealy meal for those who don't know. Sepedi.
Yeah.
You take the avocado, you put it in the deep inside, all the way at the bottom of the mealy meal.
Yeah.
You leave it there for 48 hours or 72 hours.
And then you take it out. And it's ready
to eat. The
most
ripest avocado in the world.
But then, we had the most amazing
inventions. Creativity.
And then, if shoes were too tight, you stuff your newspaper there, and then you put mazamba, and you get potatoes.
Thank you.
And then tomorrow,
when
your
there was
shoes
no
are fresh,
toothpaste, molora, ash.
Molora. No, but then,
when there was no,
even when there was toothpaste, I remember, back in the day, you would still brush your teeth with the toothpaste.
With the ash, yeah.
Yeah? Then go... Dip your toothbrush inside the ash because apparently the ash made the teeth even whiter than the toothpaste.
Because our parents, that's what they taught us.
Hey.
Like when it's raining outside and there's lightning, you close all the mirrors in the house.
Yeah, yeah.
All these different superstitions. What people call superstitions, you know. Black people all grew up the same.
Yes.
So we grew up like that. Lebana bako khai. Haba roba haroba lako fazi. Roba la mos ponjeng.
Yes.
Baba mbaroba lako maudong.
Yeah, and then, and then your legs meet.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, sometimes. The feet are so smelly,
they're
like right in front of your face.
Man. You know, there was no electricity, so there were candles. And then because there used to be this candle holder thing.
Yes.
And when we didn't have Bragel, you put it inside a Coca-Cola bottle.
Yes.
And then sometimes the kerosene feed, there's only one candle for the whole 4-room house. And then like share, and it has to be with the elders that side. Sometimes the home is a homework, or your books have got that. Marking kerosene, it's too late.
Wax. And then, but then another thing is that then you remember how you never threw away the wax?
Yeah, you
then
can't.
You put it, and then you put more paraffin.
Yes, and then you can
put it on the
more.
Stove, and then you create more. Or we're a polish cause
exactly, you can create polish guy on because we're creative. I'm getting that's the reason why.
Nothing was thrown
when
away.
When they started doing well, and then they have a fridge.
Yeah.
That's why black people's fridge in the middle of the month there was nothing in the fridge because there was always a bottle of water, there was always an onion is a year, and there was that cup and a ling mafura dealing so. Because we used to keep the fat from the previous night's cooking so we can use again the following day. That's how poor we were. And that cup never has that thing Robeile all the time. Like that cup Charlie Robeile that handle. Like how? Like
you know why I'm laughing? I still have that cup in my fridge.
Are you serious?
With the old fat.
Yeah,
because you know what? Because
fat.
The fat is nice. It's nice and spicy now. It has taken the juice out of the meat. And then when the meat is like, it's not catching fire.
And again, all
And aya kalara, it's not coloring nice and well. You take
that it's hard now.
Yeah, and then you go, it's
inside
like
the, inside the pan.
Ka beef stock onyana.
Boss. Kono rocks, beef stock. Just marinate your thing there. Mafura nyana da. I'm telling you.
Oh, you are killing me.
I'm telling you. And then so me, the one time I'm getting into my mom's house, kibula frigida. And then, I'm like, Pela, who loves not cold drink? There's a cold drink, Coke. I'm like, I'm so like, how can you pull out a cold drink? I'm like, how can you get it? I'm like, how can you get it?
Yes, it's like...
And it looked like Coke.
Yes, you know what we call it, Caspedi, that thing? It's like... Lingana.
Yeah.
Lingana. Yeah, it's like herbs. You boil them and then you put them in.
Inside a Coca-Cola bottle and it looks like Coca-Cola.
That thing, when you're coughing, you drink it. When your ear drum is pounding, you put it in your ear. If the you put it everywhere.
It fixes
eye, ear, nose, you drink it. Ah, you are sorted.
That's how we grew up.
When you take a bath, even in the bucket,
you
hoy a little bit of it there. Yeah. Ah, then you'll be fresh and good.
Leba, active kaspedi king, abanga lifielo, and haba barking kaspedi.
Bashashe,
yeah.
Bashashe,
yes, yes. Like you dip away. Yeah. And as they do it, they see it.
And you mix with a bit of jade fluid.
Yeah, jade fluid.
Boo, wait, you're out of order.
I'm telling you.
I know, it's what you're talking about.
And then go and give my thing.
Salt.
The roof
with
the
rough salt.
Rough salt, yes. Because it's believe rough salt, somebody said bad luck.
Oh God, you are so bad.
I'm telling you.
You are so bad.
And then go ahead, because there's no ceiling. There's like, King Mazenge Kasho.
Eh?
Mazenge King Kasho.
Zinc.
The metal roof. When it's hot, it's hot.
Yeah.
When it's cold, it's cold. And when it's hot, it makes this sound like.
It's like this. Yeah, it does. Yeah. Because it's like.
And when it's raining, wow! It's
And you're like, yeah? What are you saying? Oh,
yeah.
Okay, Zbu, enough. You're telling me that you've taken
that time over the TV, that was like, silo.
Yeah.
TV affair like an no can I watch. That's why sometimes I watch this Anchor channel.
Yes.
They remind us of all the time.
Yes.
We forget.
But then do you remember how we would have all those English series, but they were like Africans overdubs.
Yes.
Like Miami Vice was Mad Dad and Miami.
Marabella
and then
Soto.
Steve Austin, Demand Van Star. And then the mouth is moving funny. Yeah, Buck Rogers. Yeah, Tom Selleck, like Magnum P.I.
Yo.
Then there's Knight Rider.
Yo,
guys.
Kid, come
and
on. I know.
Oh, but can I tell you?
Remember Samadula?
Yes! But then, can I tell you which one was my favorite?
Yeah.
I think Thabo Maseko, it was first job.
Yo, Clara Klope.
No. The one that had the soundtrack was.
He was a child. He was a child, ne?
Riva Shimani.
I remember. He was a young boy.
And they were engineers.
Yes, they were doing inventions.
Gumakaiva.
Yeah.
You know? And now you see, this invention thing. It.
Because they say poverty makes you creative.
Yeah.
And that's what we did then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? And that has worked for us. But it's amazing. Yeah, you've given me so many belighted moment. I don't know.
You.
I'm sure people are like just killing themselves. Whoever is listening
but
right
you know,
now, they're like thinking,
all
"Oh my
black
god!"
Black people grew up the same. Everybody who's listening, who's black, can relate.
Yeah.
And everybody who's white or who's Indian or who does not relate, they can understand the type of culture that we come from.
Yeah.
And sometimes they can understand why we became the people that we are today. You
yeah.
Know?
Mm. Yeah. But now you see, I also think that a whole lot of them they understood who we are and what we can do, which
yes.
is why they tried keeping us separated.
They tried. Eh? The apartheid system.
That thing about it wasn't
it was
right.
engineered.
It
you
was
know?
Properly engineered. Eh?
And then, you know, it damaged us because even now, tribalism?
Yeah.
For people to hate each other's tribes.
Yeah, it's true.
It started
yeah.
from there. It was engineered
yeah.
because they
yeah.
knew what you'd call the others Tossas. The others will call the others Shangans.
Yeah.
You know, instead of
yes.
respecting
yeah.
their tribes.
Yeah.
And
yes.
The,
yes.
they knew we'll fight amongst each other. It was engineered. We were not allowed to be in town at a certain time. You must be away there in the villages or in the townships, away from town. In the mornings, you must wake up at 3-4 in the morning, take public transport, come to town, work for the white people, go back to the township.
Yeah, I mean, look at the mines. People, they go in deep down. They go there before the sun comes up. And then by the time they come out, the sun is down. So someone can actually not see the sun for a good week.
Mm.
So when they get out on a Sunday, the only thing they want to eat is get lazy.
Mm.
And they want to do is get lazy, eat, flirt with women,
whatever,
and
sex,
get drunk,
have children, drunk,
you know,
whatever.
You know what I mean?
And
because
white people at the time, the ones who were engineering apartheid, they knew that. They knew that the only thing that will keep them busy is alcohol. And they'll have lots of sex, and they'll make babies, and they'll just stay contained.
You know what? You know what? That's actually going to be another show because right now we are running out of time. We actually have 5 minutes left.
Oh my goodness! Okay.
But before we go, I just want to ask you. Okay, I mean you've always been a beacon of light in our society.
Thank you.
The young ones adore you. The older ones, We just appreciate you.
Thank you.
I know the older people. You know, that's my boy, man. You know, I know some guys, some sons are getting a bit of a hiding from your parents. How can only DJ's Boo fan? Just look at DJ's Boo. Follow in his footsteps. So everywhere, all over the place, we are just crazy about you. We appreciate what you do. We see what you do, and we recognize what you do. But now I want you to tell me in like 2 minutes, what are your dreams for the South African youth, your dreams for the South African child, and the future of our country as a whole? What are you hoping for? What are you dreaming for?
So you want me to speak for like 2-3 minutes?
Yes.
All right. So my name is Sibusiso. Sibusiso means a blessing. So when I was growing up, my mom has always reminded me that I'm meant to be a blessing unto others. That's why I do what I do. My foundation is work that is selfless, and it's a non-profit that helps other kids, and it educates kids, it inspires kids. We help people through education, and that entire foundation is inspired by my mother, and everything that I do, my entire career is dedicated to my mother. And because I've understood the concept of purpose, I've understood the concept of selflessness, I've lived by a code that says when money is your motive, you'll always be lacking, but when purpose is rooted in serving, money chases you. I think I'm a typical example of that. I think I've always done well. I've lost things. I've made a lot of mistakes. I've made a lot of money. I've lost a lot of money. I've come back down. I've been beaten down. I know how it is to be broke. I know how it is to not have a car. I know how it is to walk. I know how it is to be ridiculed. Yeah. I know how it is to be called names. I know how it is to come back up. I know how it is to look nice and be respected. I know how it is to be on the front covers of newspapers, of magazines, to be admired. I know how it is again to have people's phone calls getting ignored by people. I know how it is when people don't want to associate with you because there's all these different things and there's stigma that is attached to you. Now, having said what I've just said, that makes me an ordinary South African that knows how it is to work hard for what they want. I know how it is to not give up. I know how it is to chase relentlessly for a dream when other people don't understand it. And for me, I would love my daughter to grow up in a society of one united South Africa. And they say this all the time, that racism is taught at home, because when you look at kids right now, when they play with one another, they don't see any color. They just see people. They see human.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what I see. Although I'm obviously a little bit more biased towards loving my black race more, because I still experienced that last decade of apartheid. I understand what the system did to us then, but I also acknowledge and I respect what is happening in our country right now as South Africa, where it's advancing and it's getting better and better. And it also hurts me when I see leadership lacking in the country. I'd love to have the type of leadership that becomes exemplary to the rest of the continent. I'd love to have that leadership that gives me more confidence about the type of South Africa my daughter is going to grow up in. That's why it's my prerogative to not only complain and point fingers about leaders, but to be that leader that I believe I would love to see. With all my flaws, I think I will continue to be the shining light in my generation and the generation after in my country. I'll continue to contribute in my country. I'll continue to educate as many people as possible, and I'll continue to show people that you don't just get it. It doesn't come on a silver platter. You get up and you go for it. And when you go for it, it's not going to be easy. You're going to get scarred. You're going to get close. You're going to go so hard. But eventually, you are going to get whatever it is that you want. And that's exactly the type of South African I would love to become. And I believe I am. And I believe that's the legacy that I'm going to leave for my daughter.
Wow. With that was church.
Sorry, I
with
speak
Pastor
too much
DJ's
sometimes. I gotta get paid to speak.
You know what I
mean? My mom used to say that. You know, she said,
get paid to speak.
They say your voice is ugly. Who shame? They're jealous. You know, one day they'll be paying you to speak. But about your voice is ugly. And it's like she was prophesying, you know?
Yeah.
Because now I get paid to speak. When
absolutely,
I'm on radio, I get paid.
Yeah.
TV, I get paid.
That's better.
Speaking at conferences, I get paid.
Yeah, we get paid it all.
And like, as Dr. Mulapo would always say, wherever there's my voice, there is an invoice.
Yeah, invoice. Zbu, you won't believe it. We have run out of time.
It's an hour.
We
spoke for an hour.
We are done.
No music, no
and
adverts, that, no nothing.
That's
an
how
hour.
Delighted rolls.
Wow,
we love it like that. You're absolute light. I am so happy that you showed up. I'm so happy that you're here. It's always a pleasure spending time with you. There's so much to always learn from you. And You're absolute light. Keep shining, man. Thank you. Looking up at you.
Thank you.
We're looking up at you. We just adore what you do. We love what you do. And we can't wait to see what you have for us in the next couple of years. And yeah, stay true, stay well, and be lighted. And that was Be Lighted with Rami and Romeo today, without Romeo. And that's how you start your week. May your week be lighted, and may your week be absolutely
quickly
plenty.
Before you go.
We'll be going.
Quickly,
yes,
before
quickly.
You go.
What?
Like, I can't believe you are such a person of your word. We spoke about this a few weeks ago at the Mnet 30th celebration event.
Know.
And we made it happen. And it's the first time in my life I've got an interview over an hour with no interruptions. And I'm just so proud of you. And I'm so proud of how consistently you've been, and such a wonderful human being that you have been, and just how wonderful you are to these young people that are around, and the role that you play, because you're doing similar work, and I'm just really proud of you. I really wish you well.
Thank
like
you so
I
much.
Wish the best for your children, you know.
Thank you so
thank
much
you.
Oh, but you know the girls will be like, ah, we love you. Oh, they love you, they do.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Kitlabadumedisha, guys, that's it. Be Lighted, have a beautiful, beautiful week, and we'll be back next week with another installment of Be Lighted. This time we're celebrating love in February. Bye. CliffCentral.com.